Jake Schwartz here at Live Casino in South Philadelphia. And this man on our far right getting greeted by fans. He's going in tonight to the Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame. Jay Wright, it's so good to see you.
Good to see you, buddy. How you doing?
You know what? Things could not be any better. And again, you've had a stellar career, two-time national champion. And we always said that this is where you were going to end up. Of course, you did end up in the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame, but this is just as good. Am I right?
Well, when you're in your hometown and you get to do this with all the great Philadelphia sports figures and legends that are here, it's really exciting. And it's very humbling and proud to be a part of it.
Now, you coached really overall for over 40 years in college basketball, 20 of those right here in Philadelphia. Of course, you were at Hofstra for over 15 years, and you helped out at Villanova's assistant as well as UNLV. And of course, you mentioned in interviews we've had that you worked in the USFL. Tell us about that.
I started my first job was here in Philadelphia from Philadelphia Stars, the USFL.
Yes.
Met my wife Patty there, Carl Peterson.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Really?
I thought you two met at Villanova.
No, that's how we met.
Really?
Like Carl Peterson was the president, Jim Morrow was the coach.
Yeah.
Chuck Pistino was a quarterback. It was a great time, and I enjoyed every minute. Still have great friends from those years.
And I wanted to bring that up, your marriage to Patty. I love, and I always tell people that if who has the best marriage in basketball, I tell everybody, Jay and Patty Wright. How long have you two actually been together?
That's very nice. We've been together for about 41 years. We're married for 33.
That's what I was just
So she's a great lady.
She is your other half, and I know she definitely.
She's the smart half. You know that.
And you go into the Philadelphia, not just the Philadelphia, but again, we mentioned the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame. Through your accomplishments through Villanova, USA basketball, what was that night like in the New England area when you went in? Because I know you were just as big a mark, I think it seemed like, as anybody, because you were really just complimenting everybody else.
It was very humbling, like tonight is. You get there and you see all the greats that are there, and you don't really count yourself amongst that crowd, but you are thrilled to be there. You're honored, and it's really fun to get to see all those guys and talk to those guys like I do tonight.
Yeah,
seeing all the old Eagles that I rooted for, Jeremiah Trotter.
Absolutely,
and it's really cool.
And you know, you're still at Nova, but you're the special assistant, I believe, to the president. If you could highlight one moment in your career as a coach, and it doesn't even have to be at Villanova, what was it?
So many great ones. I'm so blessed. You got to say when Chris Jenkins hit the shot.
Yes.
That's what came.
Oh, yeah. That was great.
That was the most exciting, I can tell you that.
But you weren't even that. It just seemed like your assistants were more excited than you were that day.
I was. My mind was in another place. I was thinking about maybe the next play. I was thinking about maybe they're going to put time on the clock.
Yes.
But after that, trust me, I was really excited.
Yeah,
I remember that that double clutch shot. I think it was
Marcus Page. Who hit that crazy type of shot? We were all thinking, you know, are they ever going to get if they get the playoff, who are they going to get the ball to?
Yeah.
And my father, who of course graduated, I've mentioned this to you as well in the past, that my father's a Villanova graduate, had some back issues. So he's in the hospital laying up, and he was not screaming because he was in pain. He was screaming because he didn't want to wake anybody up. After
Jenkins hit that shot,
your dad, like all of our Villanova alums, is passionate and loyal.
One last question, because I do know you have places to go. What this honor means to you in the Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame?
Well, having grown up here in the Philadelphia area, this is something you don't even ever think about. Like you look at the Eagles, the Flyers, the Sixers, those guys are your idols. So probably hasn't hit me yet being here with these guys. It's a surreal moment being here with all these Eagles, Flyers, Sixers, Phillies. It's really cool.
We're so glad that you're here and you deserve it. And Jay Wright, welcome to the winner's circle. Welcome to the Hall of Fame. It's always a pleasure to chat with you, my friend.
Thank you, boys. Always good being with you.
Jake Schwartz here again with soon-to-be Philadelphia Sports Hall of Famer Jay Wright.